Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Together.
I'm like that cat. Hello and welcome to Laundry Day. Today it's Lila and James.
Wow. That was really...
Does that sound like a recording?
No, but I didn't like it either.
I didn't really care if you were gonna like it or not. Kind of just doing to see like how it felt. There's a lot of animosity today. A lot. So get ready.
I think this is daylight savings time. I should be sleeping by now.
Apparently, a lot of people kill themselves. That's what my mom said. She said a lot of people kill themselves on daylight savings. Like, I actually got like thrown back by that.
I thought about it.
Like, fuck, we get an extra hour of sleep. Ah, fuck my life. Kill myself. Anyway, let's just jump right into it.
Let's jump right into it then. Let's talk about how you murdered a squirrel today.
Okay, wait. I don't want to talk about this. It was already dead.
No, okay. No. You murdered it.
I didn't see it. Like, it wasn't there. Surprising. It wasn't there when I got there.
With the way you drive, it is not surprising.
How do I drive exactly?
You don't see anything. Like, you just drive.
How? When have I ever run over something?
You think you're the only
person. When have I ever hit something? Or anybody?
Let me finish. So this little fucking thing, he came out, and he thought he was going to cross the road, but like, you ever come into...
That's his fault.
Let me talk. You ever come into the situation where you, like, run into somebody face on, and you both do this, like, weird juke move? Then, like, both of you... Oh, sorry. All right, you go. Go ahead. That thing? Well, he did this with your car.
That's stupid.
And he was dumb. Oh, pop, pop. And then his head was disconnected from his body.
You're really exaggerating, because the juking thing never happened. He was already dead on the ground.
No.
I went back later to look at him, and his head was still on. He was definitely dead, though. And I think he was dead before it hit him. It was kind of like... You know, when the first person hits him and the second person hits him, was probably the second person. Because he was still, like, he must have still been alive a little. Because I felt the car, like, went, don't. Like, it hit, like...
I'm telling you, you murdered him. Or her.
He'll be alright.
No, he's dead. He will not be alright. His head is no longer attached to his body.
Nah, you don't know how squirrels work. Like,
what?
Did I ever tell... I told you this.
I know how living things work.
I'm traumatized by squirrels. Like, I've been traumatized by squirrels so many times, and now this is just adding to it. Should I tell the story?
Honestly, if somebody starts a conversation with, I'm traumatized by squirrels, I no longer associate myself with
that. Okay, let me tell the stories about how,
like,
I'm traumatized.
Like, there's people that get attacked by bears and, like, live. And,
okay, that's fine. I got attacked by a squirrel, and I live to tell the tale. So this is what happened. Do you know what happened?
I have no idea.
So we're walking down the street. I was probably like 10. Let's say I was 10 years old or 9. I was 9 years old. Me, my sister, my sister's boyfriend, and my brother are walking down the street. Da 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 da. All of a sudden, a squirrel decides to get hit by a car, right? Mm-hmm. So it's dead on the ground. We witnessed the whole thing happen. Dead on the ground. All of a sudden, it comes back to life, runs around all confused. Runs towards me, jumps on my leg, like latches onto my leg, bleeding and bloody and half dead zombie squirrel. And then I shake it off. I don't know how or what happened. I'm just screaming, and it jumps off and runs into the woods. Probably died somewhere, but that was my first experience with a squirrel. And then maybe like 2 or 3 years later after that, I'm at camp. I went to sleepaway camp, and we had tents, you know, tents with the beds, and then we had to go to the bathroom in another building, so we had to walk to the bathrooms. So my friend had to go to the bathroom one night. It was late, and I was like, well, I'll definitely go with you, and then it was like a few of us. It was like 3 of us all together. So we get to the bathroom. They go in. I was like, I don't have to go to the bathroom, so I'm just going to go look in the mirror. So I go to walk around the corner to the mirrors, and there is a skinned squirrel hanging in our bathroom. by the mirrors, like hanging by its neck or its tail. I don't know which end it was hanging from, but I screamed so loud.
They probably fucked with you, those counselors.
But how did they know that I was traumatized by squirrels?
I think just skinning anything and leaving it there would scar any child.
So now this just adds to that.
Yeah, you fucking murdered it.
I think this was karma for the squirrels that have fucked me in the past. Fuck. I fucking hate squirrels. Moving on to other animals. Can we talk about penguins real quick?
They're so cute.
They're really cute. And they're also conniving whores. Going around sleeping with other penguins.
Yeah, I saw that video.
So National Geographic tweeted out a video of some adultery clowns. Clowns? Why did I say clowns? Penguins. Getting in a little catfight. So there was a couple, a husband and wife penguin, right? The husband went out, wherever. He came back home, and his wife was sleeping with another penguin. So then husband and the lover start fighting. Penguins fighting. Like, pew, 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 pew.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Pew, pew, pew. They start fighting, and then they start, like, honking or whatever sound the penguins make. They started honking, calling the wife over so she could pick who she wants, and she picked the lover.
Well, the husband got fucked up, that's why.
Well, okay, so she picks the lover, and so her and the lover go, and they're walking back into the house, and then the husband is like, nah, yo, and he starts pecking the shit out of the lover, like, bloody. It started getting really bloody. Like, these are penguins. Like, this shit happens on fucking Main Street, you know, in the Bronx.
Well, what's it called? Monogamous? What's that mean?
That you have one person.
And what's the other one?
Polygamous?
Yeah. I don't think it's that surprising that some animals are. I mean, they're conscious creatures with feelings.
Are they, though?
Of course they are. What do you think they are?
Like, but penguins are supposed to, you know, they search the whole beach for the perfect rock, and then they give it to the girl, and then they're together forever. And now this bitch was like, nah, nah, nah. I don't do this shit. I like this guy over here.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. They're living things, too.
Wow, that shit is crazy. So you're supporting the cheating
penguins? I'm not supporting the cheating. I'm just not surprised by the fact that it happened.
With animals, though.
Yeah, fucking bitches is wilding nowadays.
Bitches is wildin' nowadays. What does that mean exactly? I mean, these are penguins. So you expected this from a penguin. You never thought that, wow, this is weird. Like,
no,
they don't have our kind of logic, our kind of thinking.
Well, obviously they do.
Oh, but you knew that all along, right?
Okay.
Or, okay. Well, I'm trying to understand how the fuck you think you know everything about penguins now.
All right. First of all, I know everything about everything. Second of all, I'm not saying I didn't know anything, but I wasn't surprised by the fact that this young man is out there working his ass off all day while his wife is sitting home getting fat, eating bonbons all day. She happened to fall in love with her neighbor, who he was probably cutting her lawn. He comes home, he sees him in her bed, and they start fighting. I mean, it happens on a daily basis.
With humans, not with animals. So you think that this is not, like, you think that mama penguin was sitting home eating bonbons, getting fat, watching the lover
eating
lawn
fish,
mowing lawn mowing penguin going by, like, ooh, he's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. I like the way he mows my lawn.
Yeah.
No, James, like, that's not normal logical thinking.
So what
thinking.
Happened?
Okay, so if this happened, let's say this happened with another animal. Like, let's say this happened with two dogs.
I think most wild animals are not.
Well, dogs don't give a fuck. Yeah, they don't really commit to one person. The thing about penguins is they do commit to one person. That's why it's weird.
Right. Well, not weird still to me.
I think because they're animals it's weird. Not because this. Can't get through to you. Can't get through to somebody who just doesn't want to get through to.
I'm through. I've been throughed.
Apparently, you're woke.
I've always been woke.
you're so woke.
And
the rest of us are asleep.
I've never slept.
I'm asleep.
Yeah, you are.
I'm really asleep.
Yep.
So, we got to talk about this, okay? We started talking about it the other day. You got really mad. So
I get mad a lot easily.
You get mad a lot. You gotta calm down.
Maybe I should see somebody.
You should, because it's not that serious. It's really not.
My temper's been like just on the edge all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish just like people were talking back to me. Maybe they could give me some advice.
Who? Me?
No, you have no advice.
Oh. Okay, well, do you want to get into your psychological problems? We talk a lot about us, and I don't care. Like, and people don't care about us.
I think
you're
wrong.
Let's just talk about the facts of life.
The most famous radio shows are about the hosts that are most honest.
You're talking Howard?
Opie Anthony.
Howard talks about himself all the time. That's all he talks about, really.
It's super interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, extremely.
You know his whole life story. Yeah. Is it still interesting to you?
Yeah.
That's great. I mean...
So what do you want to ask me?
I don't really want to ask you anything in particular. I'm talking to the audience, but this Instagram page posted this picture of a Mount Rushmore with rapper. Instead of presidents, it's rappers. And they have Tupac, Biggie Smalls, Eminem, and a fourth spot with a question mark. Saying who gets the fourth spot. And when I saw this, I immediately thought, who put Eminem up there? And I'll tell you why. But I said to James, who thought to put Eminem up there? And James snapped. What'd you say?
I said he should be up there.
And you came for my life. You said you're stupid, you know nothing.
I didn't say that.
James, those were your words. You said you're so fucking dumb if you don't think he should be up there.
I never said that.
Oh, I wish I had a recording of that, because you definitely said
who's up there? I forgot.
Tupac.
Okay.
Shakur.
Okay.
Biggie Smalls.
Okay.
Eminem, no last name. Marshall Mathers. And question mark.
So what's yours then?
But I'm saying, we're talking about the Eminem thing.
Yeah, he deserves that.
Maybe he deserves to be up there, but I was thinking more iconic people from a certain time period, right? Tupac and Biggie are from the same time period. So I'm thinking other rappers from that time period. Eminem seems a little too fresh. Well, not fresh. He's not really that new, but he's not from that same time period. That's why I felt like he shouldn't be up there, because I felt like it's kind of, I don't know.
I think
he's a good rapper. I think he's very good. I've been listening to a lot of Eminem since you fucking blacked on me for saying he shouldn't be there. But I still feel like for this, he shouldn't have been up there. But since he is, if I had to fill that fourth spot, that would be hard, because I want to fill his spot and the fourth spot.
Well, it's a very subjective thing. Like, if comedians talk about this all the time, the Mount Rushmore of comedians. It's hard. It depends what makes you, in comedians terms, what makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Some people, Kevin Hart makes them laugh hysterically. Me, he's funny. He's not fantastic. But, so it's very subjective to the person. I would look at it as who broke ground. Like, who really changed rap.
Okay.
So I think Eminem has to be up there.
Mm. Okay, so who would be your fourth spot?
I don't know, for me, Biggie is not, it's not up there for me.
Okay.
For me, it's probably Tupac, Eminem, maybe Nas.
Okay.
And, who was the rapper who first, I don't know any of his music, but he should just be on there for the fact that he figured out how to isolate the beat from the instrumentals, the drums from the rest of the instruments on a DJ, Kool Herc. He has to be up there because he'd figured out, I don't know what the term is for the instrument on the DJ board where it switches from different, you have the two discs and it switches from each one. He created that.
Mm.
He rigged it, like, with a light switch.
Yeah. Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
He deserves to be on there. Again, I don't know any of his music, but But the fact that he made this thing that changed music,
right?
He deserves to be on there. So yeah, that's my list.
I think the consensus from what I'm reading on this post is that a lot of people also think that Eminem shouldn't be up there, but that Nas should be up there. Like, I'm seeing a lot of Nas, Jay-Z.
You know what's fucked up, though? You know, this is going to sound dumb, but you're looking on what right now?
Shade Room.
This is going to sound really weird, but it's true. The Shade Room is not going to want a white rapper up there.
That was part of my reasoning why, too, because not in, like, he doesn't deserve to be up there because he's white. It's more like the culture of rap music is not white culture. It's black culture. So in order to be respectful to the culture of rap, I feel like only black rappers should be up there. But that's the only reason. It's not really because of him or anything like that. It's just, it's like a cultural thing more than it is like a rhyme. Because he's an amazing rapper. Like, his rhyme schemes and everything like that is truly amazing. But from a cultural aspect, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I don't know who I would say. I mean, in terms of iconic, I don't know a lot about rap music, but I have listened to a ton.
I might even take Nas down for Lauryn Hill, because she did rap.
Yeah.
And then, like, I might even take Nas down for her. But keep going.
I'm thinking, like, who really, like, broke ground, like you're saying. I feel like Lil Wayne might have to be up there. Lil Wayne might have to be up there. And as much as I don't feel anything for his music now, he's one of the most iconic people. And also, I feel like I wouldn't have picked Nas. I would have probably replaced Eminem with Snoop.
What?
Personally, because I really enjoy Snoop. I mean, he's probably not the most iconic to some people, songs. But I feel like...
And it's because of Pharrell.
For me, Snoop is super iconic to me. I've listened to a ton of Snoop Dogg. Oh,
gosh.
Yeah. I love Snoop.
Snoop?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. So, who'd you say?
Lil Wayne.
Snoop?
And Snoop.
They would bomb this hill halfway through the building of it. They say, you know what? We got to bomb this and start over. But keep going.
I mean... And if we're taking Biggie out,
I am. I'm not a huge fan of him, to be honest.
I mean, I know a few of his songs. Like, I've always been more of a Tupac fan than Biggie. But if I was replacing Biggie, I'd probably put Jay-Z in there. So it would be Tupac, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, and Snoop.
I respect him. I just never got into his music like that.
Yeah, me neither. But let's see if we could do a Mount Rushmore of female artists.
Oh. Female what? Rappers?
I guess.
I can't do it. Next.
I don't think they make enough female rappers, but okay, let's do iconic
comedian
black singers. Like Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Sade.
Black singers?
Well, not singers. You know what I'm saying. Like, artists.
Oh.
I just saw a picture. Yeah.
Let's do comedians. That's better.
I guess you can't think of enough.
I don't know any
black women to put up there. Okay, comedians, go ahead. Who do you have in your Mount Rushmore?
My Mount Rushmore is four, right?
Yeah.
George Carlin. He's number one. Bill Hicks probably is two, maybe.
Who's that?
I know
who the fuck these people
Bill are. Hicks was a comedian that talked about real stuff and made it funny. Like, he used to walk rooms a lot, which is like, everybody would leave because they were like, what are you talking about? But then once he started getting popular, he's on the bench. It'd be George Carlin. Chris Rock is like all time.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle and probably, did I say Louis C.K.?
No. Louis I was C.K. really surprised that you didn't say him.
Louis C.K.
I was hoping you would.
When he talks about fingering a rat in New York, just like holding it and just like...
What?
And is one of his most recent... It was one of the greatest things I've ever heard. Comedians is like... That's close. That's like... Close to my heart.
So you really had those already picked out. I have never even thought about this.
I got like 10 on the bench.
So if I had to pick 4, Louis C.K. is in there. I'm not going to put them in order because I don't know. Okay, Louis C.K. is definitely in there.
But again, this has to be a list of like who changed
stuff. Okay. They're all going to be different styles.
Oh, shit. Richard Pryor, too.
But I was going to say Richard Pryor. Definitely Richard Pryor, Louis C.K., Chris Rock, and I want to say Dave Chappelle, but I don't think I can. He's so funny. I feel like I have to say, who have I really been liking? Like more, I would say Jerry Seinfeld, honestly.
He's up there, I guess. His comedy
Jerry Seinfeld definitely is one of the most iconic.
Yeah. Yeah, his shit made you think about stuff that actually, like, you already thought about it, but never voiced it.
Yeah. Kind of like Louis C.K. too.
Yeah.
Can you do female comedians, or you don't know what enough?
There is no funny female comedians.
Wow, you really go in there. Sarah Silverman is not funny to you?
I have two. I have two.
Okay.
Amy Schumer and Sarah Silverman. That's it. Give me another two, and I'll give you $1,000.
Ooh, $1,000.
Comedians, not comedic actors. You can't say Tina Fey. Comedian, stand-up comedian. I'm sure there's a lot of funny ones, but I'm talking mean.
You're really coming for them right now, and I don't really appreciate that.
That's okay. I don't really care.
You don't
appreciate it or not.
Well, I would say Wanda Sykes.
Okay,
her voice. She's a comedian. Have you ever watched her stand-up?
Yeah,
it's actually hilarious.
You know who's funny? Ellen DeGeneres.
DeGeneres is one of the most hilarious people. I don't think she counts as a comedian, though.
No, she started as a stand-up.
So, there you go. There's 4.
She's fine.
You owe me $1,000.
Well, I don't agree with it, so no. No, I'm joking. There's funny girl comedians,
but... You really came for the black female artist, and you really came for the female comedian, so you kind of sounding like a misogynist right now.
I gotta tell you something. Get over it.
Get over it. Oh, get over it. Or what? You're going to grab me by the pussy? Yeah. Huh? Is that what you're going to do? Fucking asshole. Speaking of grabbing by the pussy, this shit is almost over.
What is?
This Donald Trump shit.
I'm so fucking happy. You don't understand. I know I'm going to have to hear this person's name for the next 4 to 8 years, but I'm so happy I don't have to hear them together fighting. You know what I mean? I'm tired.
Are you exhausted from it? I'm tired. You look like this is wearing on you and only you.
Yeah, it's wearing on me because I think about it all the time. I think about it all the time, and it's just I'm tired of it.
I honestly don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Which is a fucked up feeling to have. Again, when we talk about politics, we're taking away all these conspiracies that nothing matters. The president's just a puppet ran by a bigger organization funded by Wall Street, minus all that stuff. Talking about like what's on the surface. We should not be tired. We should be excited about what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, I'm just so sick of it. I'm sick of this woman she's obviously a terrible person with a horrible history of lies and body counts and all these terrible things, and then on the other side we have this fucking douchebag with these tiny hands who's obviously a misogynist man, and it's just he's just a child, a man child. I don't want to see them anymore. And then I say, you know what, let me see what these two, Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, are like, you know, like the third parties, whatever, the Green Party and the Liberal Party, whatever he is. And, I mean, they are just retarded human beings. They put together these plans for foreign affairs, and, oh my God, it's like they don't know anything.
That's scary. This is where we are in America. We're in between, not two, but 4 candidates who all have flaws. They're all flawed.
Well, they're always going to have flaws. They're human beings. But the fact is, like...
Yeah, but in terms of running our country, I think you need to be damn near perfect.
No.
We
had George Bush for 8 years.
And I had no say in that.
By the way.
We had a lot more dumb people in the country at that point than we do now, I hope.
No, I think I think it's proven that we have a lot more dumber now than ever, because Al Gore won the popular vote when he was going against Bush.
I know.
So
shit is rigged.
It's not rigged. It's just how it works. It's the Electoral College.
Hey, well, what are you going to do?
It's a fucked up system. I mean, it's the system is just old. It was written with a feather dipped in ink. Like, it needs to change. Times have changed.
The fact that it was wrote with a feather dipped in ink is the main part that bothers you? Like, that needs to be changed?
It, like, no, if you look at...
it was that old?
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem. All of...
that shit needs to be typed up on a MacBook Pro right now.
Yeah.
Let's get with the times.
Yeah, everything.
Let's redo all this shit.
All of our amendments.
Who's going to say anything? They're all dead now, so they can't really be like, nah, y'all can't change it.
What are you talking about? Try to change the Second Amendment. Fucking...
why?
The right to bear arms? People go fucking nuts.
No, I'm saying, like, just reword things, like, make it sound more hip and cool, like, put a little dead ass or you'll be I kind of in there.
And just at the everything, just say, you know, you're going to be all right.
You'll be all right? Like...
no, it's just, it needs, it's such ancient and it's silly. It's really...
we need updating.
With all our technological advances in our world now, I mean, there's ways we could do shit online that's like... something needs to change. Can't be doing this ancient fucking...
maybe you should run for president. I mean, you got no experience, but neither did Donald Trump, so I mean...
yeah, but the difference is... the difference is, I know I can't do it.
Why?
Because I know stuff on the surface, but I don't know deep foreign affairs and...
they tell you trade all that partnerships. Shit. They let you know. They let you in on that shit once you get in there. And then you can find out all the secrets. Ooh, what is happening?
I don't want that job. They can keep that shit.
All right, well, we'll see you after Election Day. We'll try to do a pre-election podcast for you. Will it be happy or not?
No, I'm going to be not happy both ways.
So you're just going to live the rest of your life unhappy? Because of who our president is? Really? I will definitely be more satisfied with one decision than the other. That's it. And you should be too. And I don't like the way you think.
Okay, if I'm starting at zero and Hillary wins, I can't even bring myself to say
it. I don't like that you call her by her first name and you call Donald by his last name.
I call Donald Don.
No, you say Trump. Like, you have to treat them both equally.
Oh, shut the fuck... what are you, the fucking PC police? Why don't you go kill yourself?
Wow, that's actually really rude.
Hillary's easier to say than Clinton.
Because you don't want to say the...
no, you know what it is? It's because she's a woman. I don't respect it. What are you going to do?
Oh, okay.
Is that what you're getting at?
Like, you've made way too many misogynist quotes throughout this entire podcast. So, I mean, yeah, that is what I'm getting at. You hate women?
I love women. I think women...
In the part we deleted out before, you said you wanted to choke me out.
Oh, wow. You're going to make up stuff. I'm going to screenshot this. So people say there's no cuts in this podcast.
Because you deleted it already.
If I deleted it, you would see cuts.
No, you already... we did it and then we deleted it. Because you said, I'm going to fucking kill you tonight in your sleep.
I believe that women are the center of the universe.
Yeah.
And that all...
God is a woman.
Men and boys and adults and teenagers... should respect women, because women run the world, whether men want to believe it or not. They have...
who runs the world?
Scientists have already come up with a concoction of fluids that can get a woman pregnant without a man. So we are no longer needed.
Good. Get the fuck out. It's about time. I mean, me and my girls is all I need. I don't really give a fuck about men anymore.
Alphabet of the Goddess. Alphabet of the Goddesses is a great book if you want to learn more about how women run the world. All right, I got to go. I'm going to bed.
You want to leave on that note?
Yeah, that's a good... go buy a book, right? Go fucking read a little bit. Make yourself a little fucking smarter.
Wow. Well, like, and then you come back with that and you were so soft and like, oh, yeah, women run the world. Like, you should be blessed to have a vagina. Can we just leave this on the fact that you looked at my wedding dress?
I didn't.
That's all for tonight. We'll see you after the election. Bye.
Bye.